It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? That's an easel, ladies and gentlemen. I just saw Professor Fitzpatrick down the street, and he said, I'll be by a little later. Well, until a little later, we've got a pail of dirt. Mm-hmm. I've already started to put some in here. We'll put some more in just a minute. We are going to make mud pies. Yes, you don't usually do that in the kitchen. But I thought I'd do it with you today right here. I've got the table covered with newspaper, and this is in a big pan. Do you like to play in the dirt? Gee, it's great when you have a yard that you can go into and dig in and feel it. Mmm. Well, we need a little water for mud pies. I've got a bottle somewhere that I can put it in. Here's one. It's an old milk bottle. Yeah, I saved it. It's really handy. All righty. Make one more mud pie, because I've got some other ideas for this too. There. Now, how about a dam? As a little boy, when I could get out into the country and get near a stream with some rocks in it, I used to get all the rocks and dam up the water behind it. Let's see if I have enough here to make a dam. Oh boy, that's good for growing things in too. Place for it to go out. More water. Yeah. Oh, right into the mud pies over there. Of course, sometimes I did that when I wasn't supposed to. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break each other's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get mad, and they feel like being bad. But the very same people who get mad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? That turned into a mud mountain. Mm-hmm. Well, water's for making mud pies and water's for washing muddy hands. And water's for drinking. What else is water for? Sure. Water's for swimming. Water's not for knocking on. Hi, Professor Fitzpatrick.
Come in. Good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you. I've been expecting you. I'll get your easel here.
All right, sir.
I told my friends you were coming.
No, I have something else here, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you made some already.
I wish I had. These are by Winslow Homer.
Oh, I like them.
A very great American artist.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a boat on some water, isn't
it? And I think you see water is for other things, too, other than washing.
And drinking and swimming.
This one, by the way, shows a turbulent sea, a sea that is angry. And I think boys and girls looking at this like the idea of the waves coming up here, brushing against the ship or the boat and tilting it forward.
It's a sailboat, isn't it?
Yes. Notice how the sails are tilted.
Yeah.
Do you notice, too, how the passengers in here have to lean back?
Sure.
To create a balance.
Yeah. Get the boat on the other side.
And then in the distance you find a ship just silhouetted, or the outline showing against the sky itself. And the sky is turbulent, too. It repeats the anger of the sea. Mm-hmm. Another one by Winslow Homer is this one of a scene in Bermuda, the waters of Bermuda. They're quite calm, aren't they?
They surely look calm.
The sails of the boat here are completely unfurled. Mm-hmm. And then you find a boat following the other boat, but everything is calm. It's a warm sea. Mm-hmm. The one we saw before this was a sea in New England. They're quite different.
I should say.
And
so.
The artist was very clever in knowing how to do that.
But you're a clever artist. I'd like to see you draw some.
Well, suppose we think of an angry sea, too, and then perhaps a calm sea.
Good.
So if you'll take your pencils or your crayon or even your paints.
What is this? This is charcoal.
Oh, this is charcoal. This is very nice to draw with because you can shade so well. Do you notice there how you can go from dark to light gradually? How you can get the appearance of an angry wave, water that is in violent motion, and then the water that falls.
I can just see somebody on a surfboard going on that big wave.
Be quite a rough trip, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then the water drips down and again becomes part of the sea. In the distance, other waves are breaking, sometimes two rather close together. And each time they fall, they create a design or a pattern.
That's a rough sea, isn't it?
That's right.
Rough.
And then with your crayon, accent some very dark parts, so that the contrast of dark and light will create an interesting composition. And that is what Winslow Homer does in his work, because he knew the sea so very well.
Ooh, I like that. Rough sea.
Now suppose we try a calm one.
Calm sea, all right.
Well, I think a good way to show a calm sea is first to have it contained in something. I noticed when you were making your mud pies that you have to have the water contained in something.
Oh, sure, it would have been all over the kitchen.
And so, here we have the shore's edge. These are mountains, by the way.
Mountains.
Uh-huh. And they're very uneven, some high, some low. And then a little land juts out. And on this land is a tall tree. And I believe a tree that is rather pointed.
You're just making this up, aren't you?
Oh, that's the way to do art. You always make it up as best you can so that nobody has seen this particular picture before. And in this tree are some little branches. Down we come to the water. And the water repeats the earth. It becomes a mirror. And so you have the reflection of the land, and also the reflection of the tree in the water.
Mm.
And the water is calm so that you see little lines running across, going from dark to light. And then the water flows in around the land. So you see, the water is contained by the land and also catches up the reflection and the image of what you find above. But it's so different from the first one. And then a rather calm sky, repeating the calm of the water.
Oh, I'd like to be right there someday and just put my foot right in that water.
Well, you know, it would be cool, but calm.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And also, it'd be a warm day, I think. So you see, you can take a crayon and just move it around and create the foliage on a tree by the way you push the crayon back and forth. You can keep adding new things. I might decide I want another tree here instead of just having one. And then I sort of tilt this over, and it becomes the image. So while Winslow Homer did the water so beautifully because he understood it, we can try to invent a picture of water.
Your own.
Yes, it's your own picture. That's the thing to do.
That's what's most important. Gee, thank you for that. Why don't you come out and have something to eat and drink with me?
Just remembered.
What?
I have to go to a meeting of the artists. But I'll take a rain check on that and come back sometime soon.
Would
Mr.
you
Rogers.
Please?
I'd be happy.
Oh,
to.
Thank you. Could we keep your painting?
Yes, I hope you will.
Oh, I'd like to live with this one a while.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor
I hope you'll invite me back, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you're always welcome. You stop in and hear your Winslow Homers and your charcoal. Nice, dirty charcoal making such a pretty picture.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Professor. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good meeting.
Yes.
Special people in our world, like Professor Fitzpatrick. Isn't that great?
Mm.
We'll live with this a little bit. Hi, Charlie. How are you? Oh, we've been doing some painting, making mud pies, too.
Mm-hmm.
How are things in the neighborhood of make-believe? Good. Say, tell me, do you ever travel on water? No, you don't. I suppose you like to just stay on your tracks, don't you? Well, why don't you just stay on your tracks and take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? Would you do that, please? Bye.
Just dancing some dirt across the neighborhood of make-believe.
Some dirt?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love to play in the dirt sometimes.
Oh, well, you see, we're not really playing in dirt today. We're working in it.
Oh, you're working?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're working in it?
Well, Corny and I are digging a well for water.
Oh, you mean right by the factory?
That's right. You see, have you ever seen how a well is dug?
Well, I know that you just dig down and down and down, and you hope to find some water.
But you have to have a pump.
Oh.
This is a pump. You ever seen a pump before?
Not one like that.
This is the handle.
Yeah.
And this is the spout.
Yeah, and what happens?
Well, first of all, you dig down far enough and you get to water.
Uh-huh.
And then you pump on the pump like this, on mm-hmm. the handle.
Yeah.
And that pushes water up into the spout, and the water comes out of the spout.
I see. Well, how does the water get up there?
Well, through the air pressure. You push down, that pushes air down, and that pushes the water up.
Oh, and that comes out the spout.
That's right.
But then where does it go?
Well, then it goes into a bucket.
Oh, you have the bucket waiting.
Uh-huh.
I
go
see.
Up and down, up and down.
Oh, could I try it?
Sure you can. Here. Up. Take it in your paw.
Yeah.
Now up
and down.
And down.
And up
and down.
And up.
And down.
And up and down.
That's right. And water can come out here.
And up and down. I like that. Up and down. Hey, you know, I could do that myself. I wouldn't even need a pump. I go up and down. And up and down. And up and down. And up.
That's right.
I bet you could even make a dance like that, couldn't you, about a pump?
Make a dance about a pump.
A pumping dance?
A pumping. Yeah, I could try.
Yeah, do.
Let me see now. A pumping dance. Look at the handle here.
You can dance about everything.
Well, I try to. You know, I like dancing so much that my feet will dance to, practically anything that you name.
Yeah. I suppose you could do a museum go round and round and around. And I suppose you could do a cloud dance.
Yeah, I could try.
And I bet you could do a rain dance.
A rain dance, yes.
Oh, I bet you could do all sorts of things. That's why I like it when you come by so much.
Well, I'd like to talk to you longer, Daniel, but I've got to get back and help Corny dig this well, okay?
Yeah. Is there anything that you need that I could give you?
I may need just a little glass of water.
A little water?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, you'll see when you come over.
Okay, just a minute. I'll get it for you.
Let me see.
Is.
Oh.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Can you bring that over to me if I yell for it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good.
Okay, I'll bring it whenever you want it.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Joey. Oh, you've got the pump. That's great.
Yeah, I've got to put it down here, sink it in the well now. That's
how far down have you gotten so far?
Well, I better measure.
Yeah.
Have you got the measuring?
Yeah, that's the foot stick.
The foot stick?
Yep.
Why do you call it a foot stick?
Well,
what do you mean, why don't you call it a yardstick?
Because it's only 12 inches long.
12? Oh, just a foot.
The foot,
oh,
yeah.
I see. All right,
foot stick.
Let me see now.
Oh, boy, am I ever anxious.
It's only 11 inches. 11, 11.
11?
Yeah, 11.
Oh, well, you'll have to dig some more.
Oh, I've got to dig a lot further. Here, I'll try it once, so just to try to see. No.
No.
Oh, I better dig some more. Oh, this is tough work.
Oh, I know it is. Hey, down you go.
I don't know, Corey.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get it.
I hope so.
Digging for water's no easy thing, you
know.
No,
let's try it again now. See if it'll work this time.
Yes.
No, it doesn't seem to want to work.
You know what, Joey?
I wish Daniel was here. I need that water now.
You mean you've got to prime it?
That's right. I need to prime it. Call Daniel over, will you?
Yeah.
Daniel!
Daniel Striped Tiger. Try it once more just to see.
Okay.
Daniel Striped Tiger.
No, it needs to priming.
Yeah, okay.
Every well needs priming. Ah.
Here's the water. Is that what you wanted?
That's it, Daniel. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now,
I'm glad to see you, Daniel.
I've got a primer. Here we go.
I'm excited about this well.
First of all, you pour it down here. That's it.
And then what?
There. Well, I don't know. We'll try it now. Should make it now. Pump. Daniel, look.
Hey,
water.
That's great.
It's working.
Oh, that's
our
wonderful.
Pump's working.
Be sure to catch it in the pail.
Oh, yeah, I've got it.
Good for you. Oh, that's wonderful. We've got water next to the factory now.
Do you want to take a look at it?
Oh, that's exactly what you
see?
Need, isn't it? Oh, that looks like good water.
It is. It's so cold.
Oh, that's beautiful water. We'll be able to make lots and lots and lots of rockets.
Well, the more rockets you make, the more that I'll be able to sell.
Well, sure. Do you feel like going on another selling trip already?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Well, wait till I get your selling hat.
Selling hat?
Yes, I've got one for you. I had it made specially for you to take.
Oh, that's wonderful, Annie.
Well, I'll go get it. Just a minute.
Can you imagine that? He's got a selling hat for me.
Well, he thinks you're mighty special, as you know.
Boy, I wonder what it looks like.
Well, it'll probably have something about rocking chairs or something on it.
Here it is.
Well, there it is.
Your selling hat.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, that's it.
It's got a rocking chair.
Well, you understand that one. That's the S123 on top.
That's right. That's a good model.
It is.
You know, actually, when you put the hat on and you knock on the door, then you can show the woman how it works and the people how it works.
Of course you can. Why don't you show us how it works and how you might just begin to sell one to somebody?
Well, I can try. Let me see. First, I come up and I knock on the door.
Well, you were able to sell that one quickly. Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, listen, you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll send you all kinds of postcards, and I'll keep you up to date on how many sales and orders that I get, okay?
Well, I'll try to make all the ones that you've sold already. You know, he sold so many when he was away before.
I know, and it's so good to have had him come back.
You'll come again and report to me,
won't
you?
Oh, definitely.
Well, have a good tour of the world now,
Joey. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Have a good selling.
Bye-bye, Daniel.
Bye, Joey.
Thank you.
they dug in the dirt and got way down in, and they found water. So now Corny's got a well right beside his factory. That's great. He can use that water for lots of things. I'm using water to clean this big pan now. There. Oh, Joey's off to another selling trip. Wasn't it good to have him with us in make-believe? All that while, with his beautiful dancing. And his great smile. Clean. My big pan is clean. The towel's dirty, though. Yeah, I'll have to wash that. There, pan. That was the mud pies. I'll take them back out into the garden. And I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you, however you are. You might even want to try drawing some rough water and some smooth water tonight. Show it to your mom and dad, okay? See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
National Educational Television Network.